The voice of a gifted spiritual teacher carries authenticity, inspiration, and insight, all of which are transmitted in an instant. My name is Tammy Simon, and this is Voices of Wisdom from Sounds True. In this excerpt from Meditation for Beginners, author and meditation teacher Jack Kornfield explores the art of inner listening and beginning a meditation practice.
In Africa, there's a story that illustrates the quality of listening that can come through meditation. In a particular East African tribe or village, when a child is born, they don't count the birthday of that child from the day that the child comes from its mother's body, or even the day it's conceived, as in certain other cultures, but rather from when that child was first a thought in its mother's mind. That's the real birthday. And as soon as the mother realizes she would like to have a child with this particular partner, she will go off and sit out in the field under a tree and listen and wait until she can hear the song of the child that wants to be born in her heart, that will come from the wedding or the coming together with this particular man. And when she hears the song, she sings it to herself and then returns back to the village and teaches it to her partner so that when they make love together, join together in love, they sing this song and invite this child to be born. And later, as she's pregnant, she sings the song to the child in the womb and teaches it to the midwives so that when the child is born, the first song or sound that it hears is those gathered around singing its own unique song. And after that, as the child grows, the people in the village learn the song of this person so that when he falls or she falls and hurts herself, someone picks her up and sings her song to her. Or in the rites of passage or rituals of the village, the song is sung, the wedding ceremony, both songs are sung. Until finally, even at the end of life, the song of this child, now as an old man or woman, is sung for the last time as villagers gather around and say their last words. When I first heard this story, it touched in me a longing to live in a place where we heard one another's songs, where we were so in tune with ourselves and with one another that we could greet each other in that way. To meditate allows us to hear the song within ourselves, to be respectful and listen to the song of others around us. We all sense, as we take time to quiet ourselves, the possibility that our lives could be lived with greater compassion and with greater wakefulness. To meditate is to support that inner knowing, to allow that to come forth in our life. There are many types of meditation. Some of them use a candle flame, an image, a sacred prayer that's repeated over and over, that have a single focus. And when we repeat that focus over and over, our mind becomes quiet and concentrated and still. It's as if we leave the world behind. They're wonderful kinds of meditation. One of the drawbacks of this kind, however, is that when we finish with our prayer or candle flame or mantra, it's as if we come out of our cave and go back into the world, and in the supermarket or on the highway, again, the complexities of life are difficult for us. A second major category of meditation, which is what we'll work with today, is the meditation that uses the process of life itself as the subject, as the focus of the meditation practice. And in that way, we will use our breath and body, the sounds, the feelings within us, our heart and mind, all of the stuff of our life as the place to focus. We'll begin, however, very simply, just by coming here to this moment to become aware in the simplest way of what is in our own body and heart and mind. So how to begin meditation? The first step is to find a stable and comfortable posture. So you can become aware of your body at this point. You can sit squatting on a cushion, or you can sit cross-legged, or you can sit on a chair with your feet flat on the floor. What matters is that there be a sense of stability and comfort or ease. You want to let your body rest comfortably on the earth, as if you're supported by the chair or the cushion, in such a way that you can sit still for a number of minutes without the body being in conflict. Then allow yourself to sit up relatively straight, but without being rigid, in a way with the quality of dignity. You're taking this seat halfway between heaven and earth and opening yourself to be more aware of the human life you've been given. Finding this posture, sitting up straight without being rigid, allow the shoulders to drop and the hands to rest easily anywhere that is comfortable. To meditate is not to fight with oneself, so you want to be able to sit really comfortably and at ease. And if you become uncomfortable, if there's discomfort in your legs, it's quite fine to move. There's enough difficulty in life without making more of it for yourself in meditation. Once you've found a comfortable way to sit, then allow your eyes to close gently, or if you wish, you could leave them open slightly, but downcast and not looking around the room. The purpose, once one has found a comfortable posture of beginning the awareness, is to cultivate a quality of presence or mindfulness and compassion. And to do that most simply, we will connect with our own breath and body. In that sense, we'll start with an awareness of the present moment, because the present moment is really all that we have. For example, if you're interested in love, the only place that you can really love another person is in the present, or love a sunset, or love the day. Love in the past is a memory, and love in the future is a fantasy. To be really alive, love or any other experience must take place in the present. To connect with ourselves is the essence of meditation. There's a line that James Joyce wrote in one of his novels, where he said, "Mr. Duffy lived a short distance from his body." And there's some way in modern life in which we've all found ourselves disconnected from our bodies and our breath. So to stabilize, to connect ourselves with our life, we begin in the most universal way by becoming aware of our breath.
You've been listening to Voices of Wisdom from Sounds True, sponsored by Bread for the Journey. For more wisdom for the inner life, please visit www.soundstrue.com.